B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome in to Zolak and Bertrand from Gillette Stadium on this Tuesday. If you're watching on the simulcast, I'm glad we got that video up of Zoe running around the ramp.
Was that battery day?
It was around that time. I don't know if it was the same day.
I don't think it was the same day.
You're running around in your flip-flops.
I look old there.
Well, it's because you were running around in flip-flops. You didn't have sneakers on.
Feet were all sweaty.
You're just trying to keep your flip-flops on as you ran.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
How's that, Jim? Good? Get adjusted now.
How you doing?
Good.
Let's see. You want to talk Antonio Brown or the Bruins?
I want to talk Antonio Brown.
Jim.
What did we say yesterday? We're going to do another 4 hours.
All right, so what do you got on Antonio Brown?
He took AB. We're going to talk Bruins today, by the way, though, at 11. Bruins at 11, Bruins fans.
Carlo.
That's a Bruins alert. Wow. They have done well for themselves in recent days.
Mm-hmm.
Great Bruins news. We'll get to that. 11 o'clock, Bruins talk. Schedule it. It's there. All right, what do you got on AB?
I mean, how do you approach this now moving forward, right? Did you expect anything to come down yesterday from the league?
Didn't expect anything from the league.
See, no. I didn't either. But, I mean, you hear some things inside here that maybe, you know, you got to take this thing day by day. They said it last week. It's day by day. It's game by game. We looked at some stuff on plays of the week, and everybody thought, you know, they're trying to feed Antonio Brown. Now, the way the plays are called and where what coverage dictates is where Brady goes with the ball. And I don't really think that was the case after we looked at some stuff. But I don't know.
I thought we'd get a little tidbit of something about what happened yesterday.
Right?
Not from the league, but
nothing.
From a reporter.
Right.
And I think we did. I think it came from Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports.
Opening drive.
And Charles Robinson has this. And he writes in his column, in the first significant stride in what could be the most challenging personal conduct investigation in league history. I just want to stop there. He's dead on with that one. Most challenging personal conduct investigation in league history. Not a criminal case.
Right.
A civil case. It is long after the event happened, at least a year. Right? Very challenging case that the league has decided to go ahead and investigate. He then describes how the interview took place on Monday, and this is the tidbit. He says a league source told Yahoo Sports that an NFL investigator traveled to interview Brittany Taylor. So it didn't happen in New York. She did not travel to the league. The league traveled to her, who filed the suit against Brown last week in a Florida federal court. The source declined to elaborate on where the league's interview with Taylor took place or whether it would be limited to Monday. So it's possible that the interview takes place over multiple days.
Right.
However, the source said the NFL is expected to keep the lines of communication open with Taylor, with the possibility of future interviews if the league's investigation warrants them. The NFL is also expected to seek an interview with Brown in the coming days, although it's unclear if that date has been set. I thought that was new because there was this working assumption that that interview would happen this week.
Right.
They don't seem to be in a rush.
No, I don't.
According to the tone of this story,
well, I think they're just going to go through the process of it, right? So you talk to her, you're going to talk to Brown, you're going to talk to the player that supposedly saw it, whether it's his cousin or not, and then they're going to hear what he says and probably go back to her to see what she would counter with, right? I mean, it just makes sense. You're just not going to make a rush decision in one day or two. But I thought you would get some more information than what really didn't come out yesterday or today.
So now,
I mean, I think he's a goat again this week, obviously, right?
I have no idea.
See, that's the thing. I mean, so what do you prepare for as an offense, right? So Wednesday's install day. So when you come in, is he a big part of what you want to do? I think it's just you incorporate him to his availability. You go out and you function. They got enough people. They do. This is New York Jets coming in town with a lot of injured guys. Hey, come on. What are you laughing at?
At least part of the investigation will also encompass other individuals.
On a short week.
who may come forward to either clear Brown or add to Taylor's allegations. As it stands, one of those individuals might be Baltimore Ravens rookie wideout Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown.
Who, according to Pro Football Talk, is the unnamed player cited in the lawsuit as having been a Brown's resident at the time of the alleged rape in 2018. Goes on to say that with this being the case, with the investigation underway, that the meeting is a significant step for the NFL because it moves the league's investigation into a phase where Commissioner Roger Goodell can begin weighing firsthand allegations and evidence collected during the process. While details on Taylor's meeting are unknown, past investigations involving domestic violence or allegations of sexual misconduct have entailed the NFL seeking evidence that could help Goodell and his advisors arrive at a consensus on discipline. That's what it could be.
So say this thing drags on here, as it obviously is going to drag on. Does he have the ability to sit him while the investigation continues? Then say they settle. Say he pays the $2 million bucks.
Okay.
What do you do for Goodell? Do you reinstate the player just because she drops the suit?
Or well, that's not dropping the suit. That's settling the suit.
I'm sorry. But is there enough, I don't want to say evidence, but is there enough stuff out there that now that you know about Antonio Brown to say, you know what, probably shouldn't play in the league right now?
So can I bring up another case where a player in this league...
I didn't say that's Goodell. Yeah.
Can I bring up another case where a player was not charged criminally, yet sure. faced allegations and still served a suspension yeah. that was later reduced but still served a suspension?
Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger was not criminally charged in his case.
Right. He had six, and they lowered that to four, correct?
Right.
Yeah. That was a big one.
So Ben Roethlisberger did not get criminally charged. He was investigated and not charged.
See, he was a knucklehead at that point, too. See, there was other stuff. Stuff that happened in Pittsburgh, stuff with the motorcycle where he's driving reckless, just young and dumb at that time. So,
and all we've been doing in New England for how many years now? That was in 2010. So for nearly a decade, all we've been saying is Roethlisberger, you dirtbag. All the things you've been saying about Roethlisberger all these years. He was never charged. So I could just imagine that if he were a Patriot, everyone in New England would be defending him as strongly as they've been defending Antonio Brown this week.
Right.
I can only imagine it would be the exact same thing, that Patriots fans have lowered themselves to be the Steelers fans. All one and the same now. Same thing. All the same. No difference anymore. That's a side topic. But as it relates to the suspension, he could end up with a suspension just like Ben Roethlisberger did.
See, here's what I worry about down the road. Say you become we talked about this last year with Gordon, right? You become dependable upon the player. And then next thing you know, poof, he's gone. As long as they stay healthy on the outside, they're still going to have enough. When you get Ben Watson back, I think that'll help them. You got enough backs. The backs got to stay healthy. Dorsett, he continues to do what he needs to do. Gordon, I think this could be a massive year for Gordon. If he stays, not out of trouble, but if he stays focused the way he has been at the start of this year, like, he's a different guy.
Okay.
So are you really dependent upon Antonio Brown down the road if they say, you know what, you're off the field. Gone.
Well, let's bring it back to the suspension and when it could happen in the investigation. So if they're in no rush to interview Antonio Brown and the investigation drags on for weeks, how many weeks does that take? And does it take 2 weeks? Three weeks? Does it take 6 weeks? How long does this take before Roger Goodell arrives at a conclusion to say, yes, he will face discipline, or no, he won't face discipline? And if he does arrive at that conclusion in 7 or 8 weeks that, yes, he will face discipline, all of a sudden you lose your guy for that stretch run coming out of the bye.
And that's the big
against
one.
All those potential playoff teams.
See, that's the thing. You can manage these next 4 or 5 games, right? And I know Cleveland might be decent, right? We saw them last night, but who knows what they're going
to
do.
And then how useless would it have been to get Antonio Brown here to New England for a season when you play the Jets and the Bills and the Giants and the Redskins,
Dolphins,
and all those crap bag teams in the first half of the season. Woo! Yay!
Cincinnati.
Glad you got Antonio Brown for that.
Luke Falk, Case Keenum.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, and now Daniel Jones just named starter for the Giants.
Oh,
those are your next four quarterbacks.
Wow. Murderer's row.
People laughed at the strength of schedule. You and I, we look at it and say, I think that's a pretty decent schedule. Now you look at it, you got this guy, he's 199th pick.
So that's my question. Regardless of whether you think he did it or didn't do it, this investigation is underway. It's happening. Do you want it to wrap up quickly or do you want it to drag out?
I want it to wrap up quickly so you can make a decision what you do with the player and how you factor the player in.
For going forward.
It's good for our business.
Resolution. You want some sort of resolution, don't you? One way or the other.
Look at
good
that
or bad.
Look at that schedule.
Yeah.
Don't you want to complain about the other stuff that he does, Antonio Brown, not this stuff? Like, complain about him celebrating too much. And that'd be the biggest problem we have.
Being a jackass.
Yes. Let's worry about that stuff instead of worrying about this stuff.
When you warm up, right. And one of the weirdest things, too, was during warm-ups, they cheered every time he touched the ball, Patriots fans. So, I mean, you're going to get that. I mean, it's his first game at home. People are going to be excited to see him. He's a dynamic player. We're going to be doing this until they wrap up this damn investigation. Really, there's going to be little things that come out here and there. But like I said yesterday, it's like Groundhog Day. You wake up, you do another 4 hours of Antonio Brown. But that's what it is. That's what everybody's talking about.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. I want to get to some reporting from Burt Breer, including some things he said with us on Sunday during pregame. Because there's this question about, you know, did the team know, did they not know? Well, that's important for a reason.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff there.
It's important for a reason other than just, what you think of the team. It's important actually related to the contract and this question of why don't they just cut him? Why don't they just move on? If you're the team and you're Robert Kraft, according to this one report over the weekend, and you wouldn't have brought him in had you known, why not let him go? And, well, if they were told, it might not be that easy. They might be on that hook for that $9 million either way. I'll give you all the details of that coming up right after this.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Awesome job. For the short week you had to learn, real good. That's a ton of energy. I say booming energy.
Did the team know? Did they not know? It's been a question that's been asked quite a bit in recent days on Antonio Brown. Here's why it matters from a contractual standpoint. Burt Breer talked about it on pregame on Sunday. But here's what he wrote before you hear it from Burt. He said this in the MMQB. Burt Breer, who's going to be with us tomorrow. You got to think about what day it is.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, they're all running together this time of year. You know how that is. Like, oh, what's today? and we've got Patriots tickets tomorrow
yes.
at 11:30 and 1:30. How about that for a prize? Looks like Sunday's going to be gorgeous. 1 o'clock kick. Great day for a tailgate.
Perfect 1 o'clock kick. 85 degrees.
Burt Breer writes in the MMQB. I just lost my place on the page. Again, talk about things running together. He reports this. Brown's contract with the Patriots contains strong forfeiture language. Per the deal. What? What are you laughing? You're laughing at me? I'm having a rough
time.
No, I'm laughing because my hand made it on TV holding up the sign for you guys. I got to hold it lower next time.
Any action that materially undermines the public's respect for or is materially critical of the club, players, teammates, club's ownership, blah, blah, blah. The club guarantees can void, null and void. That covers the $1 million in base salary.
Okay,
so that means you go on Instagram and you say my coach is a jerk. You say, my GM's an idiot for fining me. You post a copy of a fine letter. You're out. You lose your $1 million base salary. Out. That doesn't cover the $9 million in bonuses. The team's ability to recover the $9 million in bonus money. Again, the first $5 million of that is due on September 23rd, 6 days from now. Is narrower per the CBA. One way to do it, proving non-disclosure. Let's hear Burt from Sunday pregame right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Here's Burt Breer on Patriots Preview. Let me ask you a question. Is that contract still voidable?
I tweeted out some of the language that would void the guarantees. Now, the guarantees just refer to what's called the paragraph 5, which is the base. That's $1 million, right? It's a little more difficult to get signing bonus money back. To recover signing bonus money,
but they haven't.
But they haven't paid it yet. They haven't. The first portion of the signing bonus isn't due until September 23rd, and that's $5 million. The second portion isn't due till January, which is $4 million. That's still guaranteed, and it's harder to recover that money than it is to void guarantees out. One of the ways that you can recover signing bonus money is non-disclosure. So, one reason why the Patriots would be wanting to get it out there and establish that they didn't know right now is to at least protect themselves, so if they had to go back and recover signing bonus money, they could do it. The way you recover signing bonus money is, like, it's more narrow than, like, in the Hernandez case, for example, right? The Patriots went back after some of the signing bonus money. Well, Aaron Hernandez didn't disclose to them that he killed someone. And I know that sounds funny saying it that way, but, you know, he didn't disclose that to them before. So they didn't know when they gave him the contract in the summer of 2012. So, you know, what happened, what was it, June? It was a few months before the first of the murders in early 2012, put them in a position to recover the signing bonus money. It would be obviously way different cases. I'm not comparing one to the other. But if AB didn't disclose to them, then, you know, that this case was there, then they would be able to go back and recover the signing bonus.
Okay, so
all he would have to tell them is, this woman is alleging that I did something to her.
Right.
And the team has not publicly said one way or the other whether they were told, but there's plenty of reporting by those who have reported on the team many times in the past who say they didn't know.
Yeah, see, now, if the contract's written that way and that's the language and the fact that, you know, you don't pay till what, September 23rd, doesn't that give you a little more credence that they maybe knew? I mean, if you put that type of language in the contract, here's our out.
So, Bert,
because we know something's going on or something could potentially go on.
Bert says it's a CBA matter. It's not specific to him. That non-disclosure is the way to get out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's sort of the
I just thought this,
textbook.
The way I've read this, I thought this was just a unique contract, and they usually don't put this type of stuff in.
No,
we don't hear about it.
He says it's not unique. Okay. That it's pretty much with any player that non-disclosure is the way out of these things. That's the path to take. That's how they did it with Aaron Hernandez, and there was nothing specific to him about non-disclosure. That if you don't disclose something,
right,
that they can go back and take your bonus money. Mm. And that's how they did it with him. That it's sort of like you're signing a contract under false pretenses is what it is.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about Brown, too? He makes a lot of money, right?
He has made a lot of money.
We stayed in a very nice hotel, and they had a Starbucks down in the lobby. And NBC Sports Boston just showed him walking out with the paper cup that we have in the hotel room. So he used the Keurig instead of going downstairs, instead of buying the coffee downstairs. That's weird.
Maybe he didn't want to wait in line at a Starbucks and get bothered by people?
Maybe he's cheap.
How is it weird? He stiffs everybody on their
bills.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. There's another proof that he's cheap.
I was going to say, not weird at all, given his track record of not paying people.
That's a good point. I just saw him carrying a cup. I'm like, I wouldn't even take that cup. I go downstairs, buy the coffee downstairs.
So you could also have a situation that if they did know, right? Which, again, I find it really hard to believe that Drew Rosenhaus didn't tell Bill Belichick. Maybe ownership didn't know. Maybe Robert Kraft didn't know.
You got to do a little homework on the player,
but
too.
But if Bill Belichick did know, that's it. Antonio Brown's covered.
Yeah.
Can't take my $9 million. I'm keeping my $9 million.
See, Bill wants him. Like, Bill
and
I was.
And this might be why Robert Kraft is, you know, it's being reported that he wouldn't have done this had he known, and now he's stuck, and he's on the hook for the $9 million either way. And that's why Antonio Brown is still here, is because, hey, we're on the hook for the $9 million. We're hoping for the best in this investigation. We're hoping that they find that this woman is completely out of her mind and that there is zero merit to what has happened here.
Right.
And we're hoping that the NFL can determine that. We'll wait it out. We'll see what happens. Worst case scenarios, we're out the $9 million, and he's not here. But we're hoping that that's not the case. But we're not going to cut him right now. We're going to wait it out. Because we're stuck with the $9 million either way. And that might be how this played out. That Belichick knew, ownership didn't. And that's why. That could be it. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
contractually.
It would make sense.
Monetarily speaking.
Yeah.
That adds up.
It does add up.
And we've been discussing that possibility for days now.
And they don't want
that would explain why he's still here and why he just didn't get cut based on that report on Sunday morning.
They want this resolved, too. I mean, they want a final answer on this thing so they can move forward, too. Because, I mean, this is going to go on week to week to week to week to week based on your opponent, too. Like, we can't even come in here and talk about the Jets. I know we will. You know, they got nice players here and there, but what's there to talk about the Jets? Really, this is what people want to talk about. This is scary.
The Jets?
No.
Oh, no, no. Antonio Brown. You're talking about Antonio Brown. I'm like, wait, what?
Start Bruins or Jets? I'd rather do Bruins, Celtics, Revolution than Jet talk. That's how bad the Jets are.
The Jets are not good.
No.
And they're on their third quarterback.
Jim, who's the star? Falk?
Falk.
Luke Falk.
Who's the kicker's name?
Sam Ficken.
Ficken. Ficken and Falk.
That Ficken kicker?
617-779-0985. Pete's in Delaware. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, to pick up on one quick thing, the league is horrible this year. The quality of play on the bottom half of these teams is unwatchable. And, Zoe, I hope the NFL apologizes to you for having to broadcast that Dolphin game because I don't know how you did it. I give you credit. But
I love that. I like calling football.
I mean, I just meant the quality of play in the Miami side was awful. I don't think in my 49 years of what I have not watched anything that bad in a long time. But
they're starting this year hot. The big thing that you see and you watch these other teams try to function, they're so poorly coached.
You know, Pete, you said the bottom half of the league. Is the top half of the league any good either?
No, they're not. But I'm just saying they're at least watchable. I mean, they make stupid mistakes. I mean, the league is just played stupid. But guys, the bottom half is. I mean, it's unwatchable. It's just bad football. It's really bad. But hey, guys, before you cut me off, my only point I wanted to make about Antonio Brown real quick is my biggest thing with him is if you can't control him in the clubhouse, like the media, you know, not letting him speak to the media. How do you control this guy when he's not in the clubhouse? Because you read the Sports Illustrated and all these things coming out. God forbid he does something stupid or hurts somebody in the New England community. How's that going to go over?
Oh, not well. You hold your breath when he leaves the building, right?
Yeah, no, and I'm just saying, what he does in the building. That has to, after the Hernandez thing, I'm not saying he's going to murder somebody, but after the Hernandez thing, Robert Kraft has got to be... That's got to be, like, his number one concern with this guy, you know, the off-the-field thing. Because if you can't let him speak to the media, what are you going to do when he's outside of the place? You can't have 24-hour – I mean, I guess you can, but I don't think it's going to work long-term. I just think the guy is a ticking time bomb, and I just don't think they need him from what I've seen in the league.
What's the fine for a player not talking?
Oh, I don't
know. It's minuscule, right?
It can't be a lot.
So how long could this go on?
Everybody
thinks, oh, he's got to talk this week. I don't know if he does. Like, just keep paying the fine, right? There's other ways you can make that money up, right, to the player. Hey, just don't talk here. We'll take care of you.
Marshawn Lynch got fined for not talking to the media after the 2015 NFC title game.
Skittles.
And got hit with a $75,000 fine.
Mm, that's a lot.
That's an NFC title game. So
different.
He also had a track record of not talking to the media.
Yeah, being a jerk.
Yeah. So we'll see what it comes out to. But
Was it you that sold the Skittles or was that Hardy?
That was both of us.
That was both of you guys.
We both sold the Skittles. Yeah. I think I got $250 for that bag
That's
of Skittles.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. The Mars Candy Company representative came up to me and said, would you like a bag of Seattle Seahawks Skittles? We're at the New York Super Bowl. Is when I think that happened.
No, the one before that? It was the Patriots. It was the Super. Yeah, it's 49, right?
Oh no! The first time it happened to me was the one that they played against the Broncos. Yeah, and then it happened again the following year. So the first time it happened to me was at the Super Bowl against the Broncos in New York, and I was like, "Yeah, sure." And
they
handed me a press release, and it was like, "These are limited edition, and these are impossible to find." I'm reading the press release, and I go, "Huh? I wonder if the people in Seattle are looking for these." They're going for eBay for $200 a bag. I go, oh, I'll list these.
Jesus.
One photo snapped on my phone. Upload, they went. $250. Thank you very much. Thank you. And Jason McKenna, who we used to work with, our previous engineer, he opened the bag. I told him, I'm like,
don't
Jason,
open it.
These are worth hundreds of dollars. And he goes, oh, yeah? And he opens the bag and ate the Skittles. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Like, man likes Skittles. Lawful ate them.
He's like, they taste just like regular Skittles. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Most expensive Skittles you've ever eaten.
Food color.
Skittles are disgusting.
617-779-0985. We'll get back to more of your calls Coming up next, of course, Antonio Brown still dominating the conversation. We do want to talk about quarterbacks, though, that the Patriots will face coming up. And also about the Giants quarterback situation as well. We can get into that a little bit. Looks like there's going to be a change there. And the Bruins, the latest Bruins news at 11. All of this on the way.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I can't wait to talk quarterbacks with you, Zoe, next segment. I can't wait.
Well, why are you laughing?
I can't wait. This league, man. You think things are getting better at quarterback in this league? They're not.
I can't believe they paid Teddy Bridgewater $7
million. 617-779-0985. Hank's in New Hampshire today. Hi, Hank.
Hey, Sozo.
Hey. You on that train again?
You on the truck again?
You on that train? You hobo.
I just shut it down. Okay? Hey, I just want to mention one thing. So when you mentioned yesterday about if something happened to your daughters, you know, you'd go right to the police. That's why we like you. You're so stand up. You're a very stand up guy. You know? But what I really think happened here is the lawyer mentioned to Belichick that it was probably going to be settled that Sunday.
Whoa.
And everybody would be happy.
Made that.
He didn't say that.
This is my personal opinion. This is my personal opinion. Okay? Everything would be settled Sunday, and it would be like no one knows what's going on, and everybody's a happy camper, you know? And then you got Cantonio with no brain function.
Cantonio.
And he shoots Cantonio. He blows the whole thing up. All right? Now, another thing, and now get off the phone, but about this artist. I think everyone's missing about the size of the face cloth. Okay?
Can we stop?
He's not only lacking in brain.
But I will agree with him on one thing. Zoe, you are a stand-up guy. I've told her, God forbid anything happens to my daughter, I said, you keep your mouth shut. Whatever you do, don't go to the police.
Yeah.
Or don't tell anyone else about it. So, Zoe, props to you for being a stand-up guy like that.
What? I don't understand the Russ France.
I don't understand anything.
Go with that. You want to talk Bruins?
I mean, kind of.
Yep. That's what you're going to do, Hardy, right? I think that's also a good plan. You keep your mouth shut. You don't tell anybody.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
It's the stand-up guys that do the opposite.
It's a stand-up guy who tell their kids to, if something, you know,
something bad happens to you, tell the police.
If somebody commits a crime against them, then you go to the cops. It takes a stand-up guy to instruct your kids to do
that. You get an accident, don't report the accident. Don't file a police report. I mean, I don't know what more to say about this thing, right? And I said that yesterday, but it's like, what do you learn from this? You try and move on, and I know the guys here, there's going to be more stuff coming out. That's one thing I think we understand, right? So you get the artist report yesterday or the day before. What's next? What's the next one? And how much is the commissioner going to look at that and say, okay, now we got three, now we got four, now we got five? That's what you worry about. That's what you fear. If you want him on your team to play football.
I guess we'll do another call. Wanda in Maine. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Great phone. Excellent phone.
It's a nice phone.
You got a landline? Yeah. Sounds great.
No, I don't. It's my cell.
Wow, excellent service. Mm.
What kind of service you use? What?
U.S. Cellular.
Oh, U.S. Cellular. All right. Well, that's
sounds great.
You got a prompter back there.
I like that.
Who's in the background? Right.
You got a cell tower in your backyard?
No, I'm watching your show.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
I watch it every day. I never miss it.
Thank you. What do you got for us today?
No, I was calling about the accusations made against Antonio Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sorry, but you know, I might be wrong and I might be right. If the guy did it, then he should have to pay for it. Do I think he did it? My own personal opinion, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm all for women's rights and all that. I'm 63 years old, and this Me Too Act and all this crap. I mean, already they have messed this guy's life up for the rest of his life.
They sure did.
You know, when his kids go to school, they're going to be like, oh, your dad did it, you know, even if he's proven innocent.
He's such a victim.
I want to stop taking calls.
How is what? This line?
What?
What's better, her what or Jim from Connecticut's what? I kind of like his. What?
I don't know, Wanda. All the kids at school are saying all this Me Too crap. I think they're all on your side. What's to say they're...
They teach a class for that, right?
What's to say they're not on your side, Wanda?
We do quarterbacks?
Soon. Soon. Real soon. OB and Dorchester on the Pats defense. That's a welcome
Thank you.
Change.
Hey, boys. How are
What's
you?
What's up?
Good.
So, how are you?
Been better, actually.
We're gonna get onto some football talk here. So to my untrained eye, with the way the defense was called under Patricia was kind of vanilla, a little passive. So I'm curious your take, how it was called under Flores last year and now this year. To me, it seems a little more aggressive,
right.
Some different looks, a little more creative, and it seems closer to the defense of the early 2000s. And I like it, but again, that's to my amateur eye. So, your thoughts, please.
Well, I mean, when Patricia's coaching here, you get Gilmore. How good was Gilmore at the beginning?
How great was that call? How great was that call, number one?
Yeah.
OB, way to go.
How good was Gilmore when he first got here? Not good.
He
terrible.
Had a terrible start.
Remember that Carolina game, chasing, like running on the wrong side of formation, blowing coverage.
He had a tough time picking it up.
You can't blitz. You can't do things like that if you don't trust your coverage.
Do you know what I think it is? Where this defense is and why they're able to do some of these things. They have a far more talented defense now than they've had in some time, and they have a defense that's as talented as it was in those early days of Patriots greatness, right? That's why I think Bill's willing to do it again and be aggressive and get creative and not be so vanilla, as OB said. That's what I think it is.
I just think that they even blitzed Harmon on that last play of the game, too, on the second pick by Collins, that deflection, you know, to end the game. That's the same blitz they ran in the Super Bowl to go get Goff.
My belief is that it's always been Bill's defense, that Patricia's here, but it's always been Bill who calls the shots.
And then it's up to Matt or Brian to tweak it as to what, you know, talent Bill gives them. You call defense, you run an offense based on, you know, the people that you have. Why do you think they went and got Antonio Brown? Because they thought they need help at receiver. They don't have that, you know, all-world tight end, you know, that sort of affects coverage. You want to get Edelman doubled all year? That's the way that thing was going to go. So he's doing that to try and make the offense better. You know, and then Josh is going to call it based on what he's given. There's routes Antonio can run, and there's routes that Dorsett really can't run because he's an outside guy, you know? So, I mean, I don't think it's... Yeah, we're here. We're attacking Patricia, and his defense was worse than what they're doing last year or at the start of this year. They're just really talented. They got a lot of athletes.
Want to talk about quarterbacks? Because
yeah,
I do. Yeah, I want to talk about quarterbacks. You got to hear this. Looks like Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback in New York now.
I'm sitting here chuckling at the reason why.
Which means the list of guys in the league who have won a Super Bowl is shrinking in terms of guys who are still starting. That and some other tidbits on quarterbacks in the NFL right now. We'll get to that coming up next.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. You know, and obviously Eli's been our starter to this point. And, you know, I'm not really ready to get into any of those conversations about any position. We're going to talk about everything we're doing moving forward. You know, I think that's fair at this point. You know, we're 0-2. There's areas we got to get better, and so we're going to address all areas and try to find ways to put a winning performance on the field.
That's it. The Eli era coming to a close in New York. Daniel Jones named the starter.
They didn't know that last year.
New York.
They didn't know that last year.
Right? It's such a messy situation.
Like, this is more about Daniel Jones moving forward. Like, no kidding, you drafted him. Yo, what a top 10 pick. He's your guy now.
Any part of you feel bad for Eli?
No.
No. Not even a little bit?
I mean, he's had good talent around him. Yes, he's had good receivers.
Should have happened years ago.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
he's been terrible.
Well, I agree with
he's
that.
Made, he's made a ton of money. He's got two Super Bowl rings.
I agree with that, but don't you think that the team should have like arrived at some sort of resolution to get him out of there?
You think the Bears would have made that decision then?
Like, don't you think there should have been some meeting where they decided, hey,
yeah,
we don't want you anymore?
I thought that was going to happen.
Or you're not going to play. Maybe not phrase it that way, but. You're not going to play anymore. You're not a starting quarterback anymore, at least not in our eyes. We're being honest with you. Do you want to get traded? Do you want to go somewhere else? Or do you want to stay here and be the backup? What do you want to do? And to not have it go down like this, two games in, where you knew this was inevitable. We all could have called this. It was only a matter of time. They drafted a kid. They want to get him in there. They want to play him. The team is got to develop him, and they got to start putting it together. So... with him going down, what?
So his buddy Gary Myers just posted this. You know what his regular season career record was?
What?
116 and 116.
Shut 500 up. Regular He's a, season quarterback.
Isn't that unbelievable? That guy beat you twice in the big one.
But when it mattered most, I mean, he came through with some big ballsy plays.
Oh, he had some big throws.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Smokes. Yeah, he is.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah,
based on who he beat in the big game.
Yeah. I mean, he slayed Goliath
tough
twice.
Too. Tough market to play.
Really, the first time for sure. That's the type of win that can get you over the top, get you over that hump if you're borderline. That's a big, it's one of the biggest wins in NFL history. I'm not kidding. All right. So with Eli now being benched.
116 and 116, though.
With Eli benched. And by the way, they should still try and maybe trade him. There's other teams that I think maybe might want him right now.
Jacksonville.
But with him being benched, the list of guys in the NFL that are currently starting in the NFL that have won a Super Bowl is down to four guys right now. Breeze is hurt, by the way.
Okay.
Breeze is not starting, so you got to take him out.
Big Ben, too.
And Big Ben is hurt, too. And Big Ben might be done. So the only...
And Foles.
Right, I forgot about him. And Foles. Jacksonville. Four guys right now are starting in the league who've won a Super Bowl. Brady's won six.
Yeah.
Just sounds so great to say, doesn't it?
Rodgers.
Six. Six for Brady.
Rodgers. Flacco in Denver.
Flacco, good call. You got one more. You'll come up with it. I know you will.
Little guy.
Yeah.
Thinking.
I thought the little guy would Breeze. Be a dead giveaway.
I was going to go Breeze.
Little guy.
Huh?
Little guy. He's good.
Little guy's good.
He doesn't suck. He might win another one someday. He could win again. He's that good. He's a winner.
Not Foles.
He's got a coach that you used to have.
Fellas, listen up.
Oh, shoot, Russ Wilson. Jesus. That's stupid.
I gave you enough hints, I thought. Yeah, those are the four guys.
Yes,
Brady?
But I'm looking like he's not that little. I'm thinking
he's a little guy. How tall is he? He's like 5'11", 6 feet. He's little.
Yeah, true.
Little guy. Brady, Flacco, Rodgers, Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four. Wilson, I love Wilson. At the Super Bowl, he has an entourage of 25 people. It's the greatest thing ever. We love that about him.
Yeah, he's Tebow.
I don't know how he pays them all, but he does. Okay, which now gets us to the next list. Current NFL starting quarterbacks that have started in a Super Bowl. Brady, Wilson, Flacco, Rodgers. We've already covered those. Brady started nine. Nine Super Bowls.
Nine.
Wilson, two. Flacco, one. Rodgers, one. Mm. And then there are three other guys who have started a Super Bowl. Can you name those guys? Last year?
Goff.
You got two more.
We don't count Foles or we count
them? No, he's not playing. Guys that are currently still playing. Think back to the Patriots Super Bowl before Foles.
Oh, Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Did you see him the other night? We didn't spend a lot of time on that, but man.
Jim's got a great stat on Matt Ryan that he will deliver in a moment.
Yeah, he's like, he's Eli Manning.
And a guy who's looked terrible through 2 weeks.
Cam Newton.
Mm.
Cam
the
Newton.
Good one, Hardy.
Yep. Those are the seven guys who have started Super Bowls.
That's
in the league. And think of that list. Brady, great. Wilson, pretty damn good. Flacco, he's barely staying in the league.
Yeah, look at his postseason record.
But I mean, right now he's near the end.
Oh yeah,
he's hanging on.
Look at him, like
Rodgers, still good, but man, he's got his issues, doesn't he? Goff, I don't think much of Goff. Cam Newton, hopefully he turns it around. And Matt Ryan, deliver the Matt Ryan stat. Matt Ryan's been in the league how many years now? 12 years. 12 years he's been in the league.
This is his 12th season.
12? Yes. So 11 full seasons for Matt Ryan.
Yep.
Do you have any playoff games he's won?
Well, the Super Bowl year, so there's two.
Yeah.
That's it?
No. So that means ten other full seasons outside of that year?
I'm going to go three.
He's won a total of four playoff games.
Yep.
You know the kind of contracts that guy has had?
Yeah.
The kind of hype? He's been a league MVP, has he not? He's won the MVP.
Yeah. The year they lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the year they lost the Super Bowl.
He's played 10 playoff games, 6 of them at home.
Oh, my God. Go back over the years and look at all the talent that guy's had to throw to. Look at all the receivers. Tony Gonzalez.
He's 4-6 in the playoffs.
4-6, 3-3 at home.
He's had really good running backs. He's had great receivers. And he's had phenomenal tight ends. And they're hitched to him. Like, they are tied to
him. They love him, man. Current starters who have started in a conference championship game. All the guys we've mentioned. Mm. Brady, Flacco, Rivers, 1. Mahomes, 1. I like how Rivers and Mahomes are equal. All the talk about Philip Rivers and the Chargers last year. This is what I love about the Chargers, how they never get there.
Oh, you want Rivers? He's played, what, 15 seasons?
Yeah.
No.
His playoff record?
5-6.
Five and six. Patrick Mahomes has already started in a championship game, and he's got plenty more ahead of him. NFC, Rodgers, Wilson, Matt Ryan, Newton, Goff, and can you think you can name the last guy? This is a trick question.
NFC,
guys who've started a conference championship game, Rodgers, Wilson, Ryan, Newton, Goff, and there's one guy left who's currently starting in the league.
Can we give him a hint?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's not starting for the team he played in the conference championship.
I would need like six hints to come up with this one.
Mm. I've gone through it. NFC South? No, can't be.
You want to give him a... He was in the NFC North when he was in the conference championship game. He's not in the NFC North anymore.
No.
Not Foles. No.
Nope. Negative.
I'm thinking NFC East. Duh.
His team got blown out in the game. Let's put it.
Not Stafford.
He started in the NFC title game
a couple of years ago, and he's already on his second team since then.
He's been on two teams since. His team got blown out.
Oh, yeah. Kirk Cousins.
Nope.
You're on the right track.
You're thinking along the right lines, though. Actually, this guy is on Kirk Cousins' former team.
And Kirk Cousins is on his former team.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
They flopped.
Jesus.
That's what you're thinking. They've switched teams.
Wow.
Case Keenum.
Unbelievable.
Case Keenum.
That's right.
That's who it is.
So Case Keenum started the game that they missed that kick, right? When the Vikings missed that kick?
No. That's not that game. They got blown out by Philly. Philly trounced them in that game.
That was after the miracle Stephon Diggs catch.
Yeah.
Right.
They made the championship
Washington,
with that win.
At Washington.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Vikings. Eagles.
Vikings, Eagles. Eagles blew them out to go to the Super Bowl.
Keenum and Foles.
617-779-0985.
We were licking
our chops. That was just a fun little list we wanted to go over.
Foles. You got beat by Nick Foles.
Fun little quarterback list. The list of guys shrinking right now, of former guys who have been there and done it. And Brady still continues to outlast them all. We needed a distraction from Antonio Brown is what we needed. And that's what we got.
We got one.
And we had a laugh along the way. 9 Super Bowl starts.
By the way, Hardy, Stafford, 11 seasons, he's 0-3. Playoffs.
Oh, sorry, Hardy.
Well, one of those was absolutely stolen from him, so we won't count that one.
Oh, I agree with that.
Dallas, right? Dallas game. Okay, let's talk about the Bruins and the moves that they have made. Yes, yes, put me in the mood. Let's talk about those Bruins and what they did. We will do that coming up after the headlines. No commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.